Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. And in the midst of this eclipse season, I finally found space to record another episode for you guys. I've been wanting to record this episode for such a long time now, but this eclipse season is not playing around at all. For those of you who follow me on my Instagram, I posted a lot about this and how it affects us. If you're interested, hop onto my socials, Rizzo Holistic, on Instagram and TikTok, in order to be more up to date about this, because I will not talk about eclipse season today. I will finally talk about physical health, because as fall has been rolling in and almost winter over here in Sweden since it snowed just a couple of days ago, people are obviously getting physically ill. The darkness, especially here up north, in the northern hemisphere, it gets really dark. It gets dark very fast, and this happens every year, and still we have not been given tools in order to survive this. And our society and our physical bodies are thought to work in the exact same way with the same productivity as during summer, which is, I don't even have words for how messed up that is. Our bodies are not meant for the level of productivity that we have during spring and summer. It is not healthy at all. And therefore, I was like, I need to address this. How we take care of our physical bodies. Because this is where I actually started. I started out as a nutritionist and personal trainer. So I started working with the physical body, and throughout that and other courses and everything, I've really learned how to take care of my physical body first and foremost, but what is actually the basis of health, not only physically, but also mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that's why I work with the things that I do today. But our physical body is really our tool, our vessel in this life. It's an amazing vessel. It's such an amazing way to experience this humanness. And I think the problem is that we a lot of the time see ourselves as our physical body instead of seeing our physical body as this amazing tool and amazing vessel in order to experience this life that we have to take care of, just like we take care of a car or any other vessel that you might use to move with, you know. And throughout these years of working first as a personal trainer and nutritionist, and now as a holistic health coach, and yogi and healer and all of that, your health comes down to one thing. And that's the health of your nervous system. Your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, it all comes down to your nervous system and the health of your nervous system. And I will speak about how I both work with clients regarding our physical health, but what I've done throughout the years in order to get to the physical health in which I am today. Because I went from, if you listen to my first episode, I went from someone who was like overtraining, overworking, who was sick every couple of months and had like injuries and other illnesses and everything, to being, I would like to say, perfectly healthy. where I am rarely sick. When I got a one day fever a couple weeks ago, and I know exactly why I got it. And that's like the most that I've been physically ill for years. So when it comes down to the health of a nervous system, it comes down to two things: what we consume and how well we can regulate our nervous system. And this is really important to understand before I start to talk about this, that what is labeled as normal in today's Western society is not healthy. Our bodies and our nervous systems are not thriving in this society at all. I actually saw a post yesterday that I shared on my story that says the current rise of chronic physical and mental illness can easily be attributed to one thing. We created a world our nervous system doesn't want to live in. And I think that's a beautiful way of putting it, of actually understanding how dysfunctional our society is and how our physical bodies are not meant for this. And therefore, physical, mental, emotional illnesses will rise. But when it comes to our physical health, I like to see this body as a vessel. And what we consume is so much more than the food that we eat and the water that we drink or whatever. What we consume is the food that we eat, the supplements that we use, the sleep we get, what type of physical activity level we have in our lives, what pace of life we live in, how much alone time and meditation we get, and how much we actually prioritize regulation of our nervous system. What we drink, especially when it comes to coffee and alcohol, what we consume, like TV series, movies, music, social media, tobacco, nicotine, news, the marketing that we're being bombarded with, and also like the people that we're around and how their nervous system or where their nervous system is at and how that affects our nervous system based on the health of our nervous system. The basis of all of this is actually our childhood trauma, and the basis of our nervous system as we were growing up, the basis of our parents' nervous system as we were growing up. So the magnitude of the things that affects our nervous system is massive, as you can tell. And this can feel a little bit overwhelming. I really understand that, because it was to me at first, for sure. And it's not like I've gone from living the life that I lived 6 years ago to the life that I live today in a heartbeat. It has taken me 6 years to get here, and a lot of discipline in a way, but definitely, most importantly, a lot of love for myself and a lot of motivation to live a better life. This has really been like intrinsic, which is the most powerful motivation, intrinsic motivation to live a completely different life from what I did 6 years ago. And if you're interested in how I lived my life 6 years ago, once again, listen to my first episode in this podcast, because I tell you all about it. But it was very different from how I live today. And when it comes to all of these things that we consume in one way or another, it's not about making huge changes in one area. It's like, okay, so now I'm sleeping better. That's it. Or now I'm taking different supplements that is good for my nervous system or helps my nervous system, like ashwagandha, let's say. So I start taking ashwagandha and then everything should be fine. Or I go to yoga once a week and now everything should be fine. No, like that is, once again, the... the dysfunction of our society thinking that this is a quick fix, that we have to do one thing, we have to take one pill and everything should be fine. Like, that is not realistic. I am so sorry to break that to you if that's the first time you hear it. But this is about making small changes in every area of your life in order to make this a way of living and not like a diet or something, some type of quick fix. This is a way of life, a way in order for us all to get back to a healthier nervous system, to live a life that our bodies, in which our bodies actually thrive in. Because right now, if you live according to societal standards with the food, the stress, the productivity, like we think that we are not enough if we are not productive as human beings. That is probably one of the basis of why our bodies are not thriving. It's all about the small changes in all areas of your life. Because our nervous system will react, it reacts to everything that we are exposed to. It will react to everything that we're exposed to. And it will also, since it's used to a certain level of stress or a certain level of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, it will chase that level of cortisol unconsciously. So these changes, that's why I always recommend to when I work with clients and have lectures about this, it's only about making small changes that you can hold for the rest of your life. And then make tiny changes every month, let's say, in order to first get your nervous system used to it, but also to make yourself capable of holding it. So it's never about the big changes. The big changes comes from tiny changes consistently. And I think that's where a lot of people fail, so to say, with making changes, because our nervous system has to feel safe to make changes. And if your nervous system doesn't feel safe to make changes, and if you don't actually have that motivation, intrinsic motivation to make changes, it will not happen in the long run. Because our mind, our subconscious, are always weighing pleasure and pain. If there is more pleasure of staying where you are compared to the fear, so the pain of changing, you will not change. You will not have, your nervous system will not have the capacity to change and do these changes. But if you make it easy for your nervous system, like almost tricking your nervous system into like these minor things in different areas of your life, you will start to get huge benefits from what you're doing, especially around your physical body, which is the first step. Because all of this, as I mentioned, with the with everything that we consume, then will set the standard for our mental health. And that is a total different level of work, but you have to have this basis of your physical body and your nervous system regarding your physical body before, according to me, started to work with the mental health. And then you have to have the basis of the physical body and the mental health in order to really get into your emotional health. So in my world, this really happens in layers. And we have to start with a basis, with what we consume, so that we have a healthy physical body and a healthy nervous system. Because otherwise we won't be able to handle the mental and emotional challenges that will be thrown at us in one way or another, that we will be faced with in one way or another. And as I mentioned before, we also have these challenges around childhood trauma and the health of our nervous system from growing up. And I think that's the most challenging part of this work. Because I have met a lot of people that, or and still meet a lot of people that say that they don't feel stressed. And no shit, you don't feel stressed when this is the level in which your nervous system is used to operate at. If you've had a turbulent childhood, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that becomes the basis of your nervous system. The basis of your parents' nervous system as you were growing up will become the basis of your nervous system, unless you start to work with nervous system regulation. So just because one doesn't feel stressed doesn't mean that their nervous systems are healthy. Just because one doesn't feel stressed or looks healthy on the outside, have a six-pack or whatever people think is healthy, that does not say anything about the health of their nervous system, which is the basis of, I would say, the majority of all physical illnesses, chronic illnesses, both physical, mental, and emotional. One thing that I've encountered are like people in the fitness industry, when I worked in that industry, that looked super fit and are seen as this profile for health. But they are not healthy in any way. They're eating shit. They are sleeping shit. They're only doing high intensity training. They're using a lot of tobacco, nicotine, alcohol, or other type of drugs. They're drinking massive amounts of coffee. It's like their nervous systems are chaotic. And they may seem healthy now, because our nervous system and our bodies can take a lot. Like, it's amazing how self-healing our physical bodies are. I'm always amazed by that. But a life like that will, at one point or another, like if you're not continuously sick or have like colds and stuff, you will end up with some type of chronic illness or injury in the future. Like, it's inevitable. And especially in the pace in which our society develops in like this unhealthy way, of course there's a rise of these physical and mental and emotional illnesses. And everyone's wondering why. I'm not even surprised, and I'm actually surprised that it didn't happen earlier. And that's because of the resilience of our physical bodies. How amazing our physical bodies are in actually working through this. But we've come to the point as a collective, as a society, where this is not working out anymore. So this is a huge topic, and that's why I lecture about this and why I have clients, because I cannot give even general advice when it comes to this, because this is so individual, and one standard for one person can be a different standard for another person, depending on, as I said before, what childhood upbringing we've had and how our life looks. Really looking into what you consume and how well you can regulate your nervous system, how well you're working with nervous system regulation tools, and that can be everything from tapping to breath work to meditation to whatever floats your boat. It will determine the quality of your life, the quality of your physical vessel, and how you experience life through your physical vessel. So I hope each and every one of you stays healthy out there, physically, mentally, emotionally, by taking accountability for how you live your life, what you consume, and cherish this physical body, this physical vessel that you have in this life. Not to push it into a six-pack or yoga poses or a marathon, but to actually live with your body in a natural way, and to always look for your nervous system before you look to anything else. Always choosing the health of your nervous system before anything else, because that is choosing yourself. I hope this was helpful. I hope something landed. Please, once again, let me know in the comments, DM me on Instagram. If you want to share something about this, if you like this episode, please rate it, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yeah, I love you so much, and I wish you the most loving and healthy day that you can have. Thank you.